Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Life is short, and it's full of a lot of interesting questions. What does happiness really mean? How do I get the most out of my time here on Earth? And what really is the best cereal? These are the questions I seek to resolve on my weekly podcast, Life is Short with Justin Long. Follow Life is Short wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
Watch What Crappens. Watch What Crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
Thank you guys so much for being here. You guys are so loud. I love it.
My mic wasn't on. Apologies. Oh my God, Arizona.
Thank you. It is so good to be here when it's not 900 fucking degrees.
Yeah.
I've never been to Phoenix like this. I was like, what a lovely place. Yeah. I walked all the way from the Target to here.
I walk from the Target to here to back to the Target. It's Dolores' shopping. My Uber driver said that it is the high season here in Scottsdale, Phoenix area. It's the high season.
What does that mean?
I asked him.
Fuck is a high season. Yeah. Do people stop doing drugs part of the year?
It's the high
season. I don't think that's how that works.
Well, Scottsdale has become like one of the bachelorette party capitals of the world, right?
Oh, good. I was on the plane with them today. Fucking don't go on Southwest. Don't make me suffer through your Southwest bachelorette party bullshit. They made her a toilet paper corsage, and we all had to clap for her. She was wearing a big white glitter cowboy hat. Then the other stewardess got in on it. Sorry to gender her.
Wow, how regressive.
Yeah, and then they can't even serve the fucking peanuts. And they won't serve you the pretzels anymore. They got to mix it all because everybody's a fucking complainer, you know? There's like a Cheez-It and a pretzel.
You're acting like Southwest used to like have like caviar service.
Peanuts feel like fucking caviar. It's like murder caviar. Like, I'm eating something that's rare and I could possibly kill somebody around me. But anyway, then they murder took those caviar bags and then they put them all together with drink clips, which I don't know, like little stirrers that like are like clips, and they made a sash out of them. Then everybody was a bridesmaid. They're like, my friend's getting married too. I was like, can I watch John Wick, please? I just want to watch it. So what was the high season?
No, I was just going to say, what I found out about high season is that obviously lots of the bachelorette parties. I also heard that right now there's like a million baseball teams doing spring training here, which is cool. God. So welcome all you professional baseball players to our show. Welcome.
Welcome all you big butts to our show. I'm sure they're all here. All the teams are here. They're like, hey,
but my
housewife shows in town, eh?
My Uber driver, it was great because he was like, so what brings you to Scottsdale? He's like really super straight, you know? And that's my straight impersonation. So I was like, I actually do a podcast. And he's like, what's your podcast about, bro? And I was like, we just like recap the Real Housewives, like, I don't know if you watched The Real Housewives of Miami, but we're talking about it tonight. He's like, no, man.
I know. You hear like, the respect. Just no one.
And then all of a sudden, he's like, I only really watch Below Deck. I was like, oh. He's like, I haven't watched it in a while. I mean, he's like, I really liked it when Ben was on, but, he's not on it anymore. And then he proceeds to talk about every single detail of every single Below Deck. He's like, yo, Captain Sandy, they don't like her. I was reading on Reddit. They say all sorts of shit about her. I'm like, you're in Reddit? You're in Reddit reading about Captain Sandy?
That's some deep shame when you're like a closeted Below Deck person.
I know. I was like, I feel like it's a good night.
That's like a straight guy who's like, yeah, bro, I'm straight. And then as they get drunker and drunker, they start like, you find out that they know where every rest stop in town is, you know? All right, bro.
Wow. Well, yeah, so that, I felt like that was a good sign, and I was like, you know, I need some cheering up because I got an email today that my air fryer is being recalled.
Oh.
It was like the Alexa email. Oh, well, you know, your air fryer, it could start a fire. You got to send it back, like right now. I was like, okay. That's my day today.
Your
so
convection
far.
Oven that they charge you $100 more for because it has a fan inside of it. No, fuck off, Kasori. So upset. So it has been a really crazy week on Bravo. So many like dramatic things have happened. There's like fights about drug addiction, like Kyle yelling at Carl about his drug addiction. Then the Teresa and Melissa stuff. Our email box has been very full of a lot of pissed off people.
I thought you said chorizo for a second. And I was like, can you imagine Melissa getting into a fight with chorizo? She's like, well, I wasn't invited to chorizo's dish, but that's okay.
Well, there's a lot of pissed off people in our DMs. I didn't know there were so many Katies in the world.
Yeah.
Like, where the fuck did you all come from?
We got
and
some
how
mad.
Could you listen to me for 5 minutes? Every podcast. I mean, even if it's not about Vanderpump, we could be talking about Ben on Below Deck from 10 years ago, and I'm like, Katie's such a bitch.
I know.
That dish he served tonight was a Katie dish. It's just nothing but rudeness.
It's a convenient narrative.
So, yeah. A lot of drama. So we're happy to be here with some lightness because we have the pre-show night for the Crappies, which are tomorrow night.
Yes. Crappies weekend starts right now. Starts right now.
And we just added a red carpet show, which is hilarious because, like, people literally come in jeans and a bra, you know?
And we also have, like, literally no red carpet.
No red carpet.
We have no carpet.
It's basically just a warning that Ryan Bailey will be on your ass like, hello!
He will be there.
Okay, let me move to the proper dock.
While you get to your proper dock, so we have actually so many categories this year. We're like, well, why don't we do a few tonight? Sort of like, you know when they always are like, oh, in a ceremony held earlier in the evening. This is literally...
This is the evening. This and guess what? We're moving to the ceremony that doesn't get televised. Fucking Below Deck, that's what. Okay? Tell your closeted Uber driver that.
Which category do you want to start with?
We have to go in order because I can't
okay,
be scrolling.
Okay, we're going
to
do an order. We're just going to do an order.
It's hard enough for me to look down and then up again. I'm like, I'm exhausted. I need a Theragun.
Okay, so this is a new... They're all new categories this year. So this category is best comeback, okay? Best comeback, yes, yes.
The first nominee is the biggest comeback and the biggest fall from grace in the same year, and that's Brandi Glanville.
Brandi Glanville. Yeah. Second nominee.
As the cat, you're like, if you shit on my rug, and you're like, I love you, come back into my bed, and then they shit in your bed. And you're like, really? Yeah. You're even worse?
Second nominee for Real Housewives of Dubai, Caroline Stanbury, back on RTV. Yeah.
She came back, like she literally came back like, onto TV.
She came back, yeah.
That wasn't a glorious comeback.
It wasn't.
People were like, I thought I liked her, but I really hate her.
Yeah, yeah.
But she did literally, like, come
back. She came back. Yeah. Like, we're nominating people who literally came back from, like, physically came back from
just
things.
Like when you leave for work and then you come home. You're like, you've been nominated. You've been nominated, honey. So next up is Sharice Jackson Jordan from Real Housewives of Potomac.
From Potomac. Scattered applause. Not a huge fan base.
Would you say that's about 2.37% of the audience?
Listen, she got 400 votes out of 17,000.
Reservation?
Hi, Jill Zarin, nominee. She had a great comeback. She had a great comeback for Real Housewives.
4.19%. Sorry, Jill.
Yeah.
I can't believe that this person beat those two. Actually, those first three.
She didn't beat Brandi Glanville. She did not beat Brandi Glanville. But...
Close, right? It's like by a point something's percent. Like
every vote matters, guys.
I don't understand.
Rock the vote.
Naomi Olindo, Southern Charm.
Naomi. I thought she was great. I love Naomi. I was very happy.
Naomi is here to accept her nomination.
Seriously, what a stupid award. A garbage award for garbage people.
By the way, congrats to whoever invented these tiny little waters. Do they own a plastic company? Because this is bullshit. I'm telling you this right now. And I'm from Texas. I'm like, who cares? I'm going to die. Burned a tire in the backyard, you know? But this is bad.
Okay. I also just want to point out, just looking at the numbers, Charisse did come in dead last. Poor Charisse.
So then, Miss Phaedra Parks.
Phaedra Parks. Girls Trip. Quad Web on Married to Medicine. You may not realize she came back, but she actually did.
Quad just keeps getting fired and rehired so many times. It's like, they don't even add Fritos anymore under the craft services. They're just like, she'll be gone again soon. So then, She by Sheree. Wait.
Yeah, She by Sheree.
She by Sheree. Oh, yeah. No, that's not a comeback, is it?
Yeah. I guess it's hard. Is it a comeback if you never were there in the first place?
That's what I mean.
It's just a come. Best come.
Do I even work here? Is anybody wondering that? I'm like, who put that down there?
We're going to have a discussion about the bylaws of the Crappies for next year.
No, I love it. So next up, Miss Taylor Armstrong, which...
Taylor Armstrong.
Pretty solid number, 8.35%. I mean, in this group, and there's only 90 nominations, so...
And finally, Vicky Gunvalson for Girls Trip. Well... Yeah.
Listen, I get it. I think you're right. But I think it was worth it just for her to go. I want you to tell them, when I die, she died sad. She died sad.
And the winner, do we have a piece of paper? Does anyone have a piece of paper?
Oh, God, that was my job. Yes, I do.
Oh, Ronnie has a piece of paper. We have to always rip a piece of paper into the microphone.
Sorry, it's my hotel key, so we're really going to have to make this last. You ready?
Congratulations to Phaedra Parks, best comeback. With 7,000 votes.
Roll a clip of Phaedra, please, for that one.
Yeah.
Now, why did you say that that woman is a lesbian? Okay, next up is one of our below deck categories. It is...
Yeah.
Duska. Best Yachty.
Best Yachty. Okay, we got Faye from Below Deck Adventure. Faye is great.
Faye's a little controversial. I don't think people really appreciate her dedication to lipstick and power.
Yeah.
But that's on you. That's on all of you.
Yes.
Aisha Scott from Below Deck Down
Under. Aisha from Below Deck Down Under. We have Chef.
I learned how to put when I put a finger on me bum hole.
Chef Jessica Condi, Below Deck Adventure.
Boo all you want. The baked Alaska won't bake itself.
Then Kyle Villagin.
Frank!
You know, Kyle made up this last name to sound like he's from Les Miserables, okay? Kyle Villajean.
Villajoanne.
I'm Kyle Villajean.
Frank! Daisy Kelleher from Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Toomey Longo from Below Deck Down Under.
Fraser from Below Deck. Oh.
This is my first time leading a boat, although I have been leading boats in my mind my entire life. Oh my God, I can't do this. I'm gonna die. I'm gonna shit myself right now if I have to do this.
There's also from Below Deck, the current season, Haley, Haley.
Haley.
I masturbate with toothbrushes.
Colin McRae, Below Deck Sailing.
Colin.
I mean, just for the hotness, really.
Yeah, he's hot, right?
And the shade, and the stirriness, you know? It's really nice to have a straight guy on TV who stirs the pot that much, you know? And, like, really enjoys it. Yeah. Then, let's see, Chef Rachel Hargrove.
Titties.
Turkey sandwich? Put this turkey sandwich right up your fucking labia, bitch.
Do you want to read the winner, Ronnie?
The winner is...
Tisha! That's so nice.
I deserve more respect from a chef.
Oh, I'm sorry that other people lost.
God, you are all so lucky we didn't recap that shit this year. Just, we were just talking about her the other day, and I was like, I already have a headache just from talking to you. best captain, go Ben.
Captain Carey from Below Deck Adventure.
Excuse me. Fuck was that?
Adventure!
Thank you. That was Below Deck Adventure! Jeez.
Sorry. Sorry, it's the Adventure Academy.
Jeez, yeah, we need to work on the gravita next time.
Sorry, so much. No, it's okay.
You're my captain. You're my best captain, Ben.
Thanks.
Okay, Captain Sandy, Below Deck. Deck Mediterranean. Oh, yeah, she's getting a lot. You know, she really doesn't help herself. She poses with the biggest villains on that show. Do you ever see her Instagram? Today she was posing with that stalker bald chef from the last one who was like, you fucking bitch, you pretend you like me, now you don't. Go fuck yourself and die, woman. And Sandy's like, oh, here we are. And then her wife's like,
he's just got
doing?
Like a
or like
bowl
posing
of mirror
with Camille
glaze.
And posting like hashtag Team Camille.
No,
like, are you nuts? No.
By the way, my Uber driver had some thoughts about that situation too.
Did he? What did he say?
He was like, you know, I think if they got rid of Alyssa in the first place, it would have helped out a lot of things. And I was like, actually, Camille is a disaster. He goes, yeah, I know, but maybe she would have been better. I was like, no. I was like, how about they both were terrible? He's like, yeah, okay, I'm down with that.
Alyssa didn't make Camille go take naps, like literally on the deck while drinking a beer in her sunglasses, smoking a cigarette. Okay? So, God damn it! It's Captain Lee.
Captain Lee. And we got Captain Jason from Below Deck Down Under.
That floor needs a mopping. And I've come a hopping. Hand me that mop. I'm going to get right to it.
So, like, Captain, we're about to crash into an iceberg. He's like, I'll be right back. I'm desalinating the window. Right?
And the crashiest captain of all, Captain Glenn.
Captain Glenn.
Oh, we almost ran aground by accident.
Great crew.
What a great crew we've got here.
You know, I want to thank
everyone. Oh, God, I crashed another boat.
Oh. Never in all my years have I ever crashed a boat so many times in a row.
Literally a season and then the next season again. Right?
All the time. He just crashed this afternoon, I'm sure.
He's outside. His boat's outside, just like tipped over.
Yeah, he stopped at San Diego, and he just finally finished here in Arizona. It was like speed 2.
Okay. Ready?
Oh, that was a good one. It's Captain Lee!
By a huge margin, so good for that guy. And that is our Before the Whatever,
Crappies.
The Before the Crappy.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Congratulations to all the winners. I was just telling Ben on the show the other day, I was listening to Smartless. You probably already heard this if you listen to it, but I was listening to Smartless, and Kate Blanchett was on, and she's like, there was a teacher I really hated. He said something rude. And they were like, well, why don't you send her your Oscar? And she's like, how about some shit? How about I send him some shit? How about that? And they were like, well, is there an Oscar made with shit? There sure is.
The and, golden crappies.
It's a golden crap emoji.
Yeah.
Okay? And all of these lucky, lucky people are going to receive one. Probably.
Including Cate Blanchett. She doesn't man, realize that she find, just won one.
If I could find Cate Blanchett, I'd show up with it. I'd be like, hello, ma'am. crashed my boat outside of your house.
She dressed like Katharine Hepburn in The Aviator. She just does her old, like, Oscar-winning roles.
That was one of her stories. She's like, well, how I did Catherine, obviously, you know. He told me, I don't want a voice. I want you to watch these screwball comedies. And he wanted me to get the rhythm, you know. And that's really what I concentrated on, was the rhythm of it. I felt the rhythm in my soul. And, you know, then it just came out. And they're like, have you ever watched one of your shows? I've never watched myself. I was like, get out of here. You watch yourself rubbing your inside thighs. Out of here. I would. Wouldn't you if you were Cate Blanchett? Like, you're thin, you're hot, and you can talk like Fraser Crane in woman form.
I would love to see her do, like, party games. Like, can you imagine, like, Cate Blanchett playing Pictionary?
Oh, God.
How does that even work? She's very slowly drawing a line. Hold on. Hold on. Cate, you're out of time. Cannot rush art.
I've got to get the rhythm right.
It's like a stick figure.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Decades before Anna Delvey began scamming her way into high society, Christian Carl Gerhardsreiter was infiltrating America's most elite circles with little more than a fake name and a lot of charm. Bold, ruthless, and willing to kill, Gerhardsreiter embarked on a caper across the West Coast, successfully evading the FBI for decades. Hi, I'm Saatchi Kohl, co-host of Wondery's podcast Scamfluencers, where we unpack the lives and schemes of some of the biggest scammers and con artists. In our recent two-part series, Three Weddings and a Funeral, high society's top social circles become a playground for a fraudster. Follow Scamfluencers wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
All right.
So, speaking of things that Cate Blanchett would be good in, previously on The Real Housewives of Miami.
You sent me the previouslys and I realized I never copied them to my document, so I'm going to... Previously, I had one too many cockies, am I right? I didn't call anyone a bitch, you did, XYZ.
It was a slang bitch, okay? I don't know why nobody likes me.
Oh, my God. Please don't drop me. Please don't drop me. I'm gritified. Don't drop me.
They broke my foot. They broke it.
It's been a great time, girls, but I gotta leave. Lenny!
That's Adriana in a wheelchair.
Oh, well, you know, it was an accident, but it could happen to anyone.
Accidents have consequences, as you know, with Frankie.
Boom! 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 Oh, well, you know, boom.
And scene.
And scene.
It's very natural, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we start in this fight where they are in a circle on the beach fighting. Adriana has been trying to start fights with everybody and hasn't been able to do it.
Yeah.
Until she said, you broke my foot and this accident could have killed me, like Frankie or whatever.
Yeah.
And now it's just all going to shit really, really fast. It's like if you were on Real Housewives of New Jersey and said, your mama. Oh, my God.
Oh, madam.
Yeah. Be gentle with Cate. She's a 2-time Academy Award winner.
Cate, you've accepted your award. Please leave the stage. Okay, so we get back into this right in the middle of this fight, and Adriana is trying to get out of it, but not really. Like, she's trying to stick her ground, but also get out of it at the same time. And so Alexia's screaming, don't you bring up Frankie, don't you bring up Frankie. And she's like, but you know how accidents can be.
But you didn't have one.
But I could have broken my foot.
But you didn't have one.
But I could have.
But you didn't.
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 But you could have.
Got you, bitch. That's what it felt like watching that.
Yeah.
I was like...
Just watch get back and forth for 10 minutes. 10 minutes. And Adriana's claims about her foot are getting crazier and crazier. She's like, it could have broken into 10,000 million pieces and scattered across the sands and grow new little zombie Adrianas that terrorize Baja Mar, this beautiful resort.
So Alexia is now freaking out, you know? She's like, aah!
Justifiably, by the way, justifiably.
I mean, she's doing the full telenovela, like.
Right.
Por qué? Santa Maria, Madre de Dios, Mara.
Shut the fuck up, you're a bitch. You're a bitch. You're a bad person. Leave me alone.
And she's saying, you compared your foot to Frankie's accident, you are a clown. You are a clown. And that is why your life is the way it is.
And Gordy just goes, no, 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 no.
You deserve it. All that you have, you deserve it. Because you're a bad person.
Release your rage.
Because they just had a rage release scream in the water.
Alexia's like, no, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you. Okay, I'm tired of you trying to talk and to deflect on me, okay? Oh, well, you know, Peter, goodbye.
But my foot!
Adriana is literally screaming and crying. I mean, not Adriana, Alexia. And Adriana just goes, but my foot!
And like, Alexia, like, what Alexia's crying about is so real and so painful. And the fact that Adriana's like, oh, but you know, like, my foot got to fallen off, scientifically. All these hypotheticals she keeps bringing up about her foot. It's like, my air fryer got recalled, but my foot.
My foot.
My foot could have gotten recalled, then what do I do?
So now they're all up in arms, you know? And so Marisol is like, you need to learn to control your mouth. And now Julia is going to stand up for Adriana, even though there's no way to stand up for Adriana. But Julia,
well,
because
her foot.
Care. Julia doesn't care. She's like, oh, you say the truth and you need to control your mouth, huh? This is what you say? And Marisol's like, oh, just shut up, Julia. And she goes, oh, really? And then
there's
she
this,
stands up with like a bowl of ice.
Where'd that come from? She just pulled up
it's
a bowl.
From which they were putting her foot on, I'm guessing. Right?
I don't know, but so, either way, she suddenly had like a punch bowl full of ice. And then there's like this weird slow mode, like, she was trying to pour the ice down her shirt or something. It was like,
her bathing suit. You know, she's trying to like pour the bucket of ice. But as we all know, that shit's heavier than it looks.
Yeah. So she's like, hold on one second. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Okay, let me leverage. Oh.
Yeah, Marisol's like, oh my God, even I'm quick enough to miss that, you idiot. I've been drunk since 1973 and I
and Marisol,
move out of the way of that.
Marisol goes, well, I don't know what show she thinks she's doing. I mean, pulling a wig, flipping a table, throwing a bucket of ice. I'm like, she's on The Real Housewives.
Yeah. She knows exactly what show she's doing. What show are you doing?
Laughing.
So Marisol is, you know, drunk. And then Julia's like, oh, well, I don't blindly defend Adriana. It's just that. I'm like, please take the blindfold off of her eye for this diary room. So she's like, but you know, what she said was awful and horrible, but I'm tired of everyone ganging up on her. And you just hear Adriana in the diary room. But my foot! My foot!
Who's here to gang up on my foot, though? So Adriana's now trying to appeal to Dr. Nicole. And so she's like, but was this not an accident? Like, you're a doctor. Like, if this was 1 inch closer to my foot, could it crush all my bones?
And Gertie's like, but it wasn't. What don't you get?
It wasn't. Your foot is fine, okay? And Adriana's like, I can't do anything right. Why can't I do anything right? And then she starts going into history.
I won't say anything. I won't say anything. By the way, she's acting as if it was like a military tank that ran over her foot. It was literally Gertie and Kiki. They weighed like a combined 75 pounds.
And one thing I love the most about this show is how they're just so glamorous and like they have nothing to worry about even when they're sobbing. So Alexia has walked with, I guess, Larsa or somebody to the ocean, and they're in the water literally like this, like in bikinis, just
Kiki's
swimming
like topless.
In the clearest water you've ever seen. They're doing like an aerial shot of this gorgeous vacation they're on. And Alexia's like, he almost died. He almost died. Okay? I can't believe it. She brings up everything about my life and my pain. She wants to, like, hurt me. That's what that girl wants to do. She wants to, like, hurt me.
So, in case you're thinking, wow, Adriana really is doing a very bad false equivalency here, good news, because now you get to hear her perspective.
A monologue
let
by
me give you my
Adriana
perspective.
Adriana DeMora.
You know, I live alone. You know, I have to shop for my own groceries.
Miami's hot, hot.
I have to cook for myself. I have to walk my dog.
Hot, hot.
Have you ever made a stir fry alone? I do that.
On fire.
Have you ever peeled a potato alone? I do that.
Miami's hot, hot.
Have you ever closed the blinds and they get stuck and you're like, why aren't you closing? I do that alone every
hot,
night.
Hot on fire.
I'm alone.
Hot, hot.
I'm alone on fire.
Mi casa es su casa.
Mi casa es mi casa.
That's how that song should end.
On fire.
The bravos. So Nicole's like, well, I can see both sides. Like, I can see why she is triggered, and I can see why your foot hurts. Because someone fell on it. So I'm gonna go over there, but I don't know what to say to them, you know? And Adriana's like, don't say anything. They're gonna turn it against you anyway.
So Adriana's like, well, I don't want to have dinner with them. And then we cut to Marisol and Alexia being like, well, we don't want to have dinner with her. So now we have a dinner standoff brewing in the waters.
Yes, but the other team's winning. And Adriana's trying to be like, well, they don't get to come to dinner. I'm like, but there's only two of you. Who are you going to block? Like, just naturally they win. You know what I mean? They can take your country, meaning your table. Like, you lose this war. So she's like, well, they're not coming. I don't want to go to dinner with them. And Larsa's like, you know what? Like, honestly, to be honest, like, it was like XYZ and this and that, and like XYZ. Like, she could just stay like home then, like whatever.
And Alexia's like, she can call it a night. And so Marisol's like, well, Julia can baby her. Just the way I like to baby some khakis.
And so Nicole's like, hi, guys, what are you talking about? And Larsa's like, you need to go over there and, like, tell her, like, seriously, tell her Larsa's, like, really being for real right now and honest about this. Like,
they're
she
no
can't
fun.
Come.
So Nicole's like, she has this whole, she doesn't like having to pick a side because she feels like it's very mean girl, which, unfortunately, it's the Real Housewives. That's kind of the brand, right? Like, they're supposed to be mean girls.
But they're playing into Adriana's hand, right? Because Adriana was trying to accuse them of making her, be lonely and they were never there for her and all of this stuff. And Adriana just did the worst thing I think you could possibly do in that moment.
Yeah.
But now they're making her the bullied victim. Not a good move in Housewives Land. Not a good move. People are going to feel bad for Adriana by the next episode. Trust me. Oh, my God. With all of this, I had to pop popcorn by myself. Who's going to be with me to clean the rim of the toilet? Nobody. It's only me. I'm by myself with no foot.
Can you commiserate with me for 1 minute, Nicole? So now Adriana's starting to have, like, you know, now she's starting to feel bad. She's like, you know, sometimes we do things that we, you know, we don't intend it, you know, like when you sort of put your foot and then you compare it to a very terrible family tragedy that someone else had.
So by the time she goes back to Adriana and what's her buns, Julia, Julia has already been like,
you have to apologize. You can't do this.
So Adriana's changed her tune. So now she's like, sometimes people say things they don't need to say. So... And of course, like, I know, but unfortunately, just because you're sorry doesn't mean that she's, like, ready to forgive you yet. I mean, look at her. She's miserable. It's like cutting to her. She's like... He could have died.
Nicole's like, okay, we have to go, because this is like being stuck on Gilligan's Island. Well, what about my island? I'm alone on my island.
You want to talk about being stuck on an island? Have a foot broken in 19 trillion pieces.
So Lisa drives up somewhere. I thought it was like back at the hotel. I mean, it's this huge, crazy mall driveway. You know, like at that... The Grove, where you like park valet, like a fancy mall where they're like, if you spend $9,000 today, we'll valet your car for free.
Like, yeah, there's like a body shop and a Neiman Marcus and all those.
But it's Leah's house. It's Leah Black's house. What the hell? Think of all the criminals running around that built that home. I mean, That man is good at his job. He's gotten a lot of people off. I just saw that house and was like, holy shit, what is the murder rate in your state?
Yeah, it was so big, I actually literally thought it was an office building. And I was like, oh, interesting that they're shooting a scene in an office. Like, even when they went inside, I still thought it was an office.
Well, that was her office, but I don't know if her office is in her house or not, because I just know her in L.A., where, you know, she's exactly the same, just not in a mall house, you know?
What if it was just like Staples?
I know. We're like, what a house.
Like, look how huge. Look at all the stationery she has.
They're so rich. She sleeps in the Dillard's. That's amazing.
So it's Leah Black, OG Real Housewife of Miami.
Oh, my God. Never has been more Leah in her life than she is in this show. She's like, hello, Lisa. Oh, my God. So good to see you, princess. Come over here. Stand right here. Oh, my God. Let me look at you. Hold on. What? Leah Black! Leah Black! It's like, there's a Leah Black logo on the wall that she's like petting Lisa by, and then Lisa walks to get waters and cookies and stuff, and the cookies are right in front of a mirror, which is right next to a stack of books by Leah Black.
She intentionally put all her merch next to all the mirrors because she knew that's where Lisa would go to get them into the shot.
It's so good.
And, I just like that, like, her, like, whoever was helping her out, he's like, well, I put out some snacks for you guys. She's like, well, you don't have any carrots and celery ready? She's not going to eat that.
Oh. Leah's not going to eat that. She's 1 pound. It does look good, though. Yum, yum, yum. Yum, yum, yum.
Like, you know those are Leah-branded cookies. They're going to be, like, Leah Black cookies coming out in 2 weeks.
So Lisa walks in, and she's like, oh, my God, Leah, you don't age a day.
Well, I'm rich enough that people don't tell me if I do. Must be my skincare.
So then she takes her and sits her down at the coffee table. And she just opens up her bag and it's like, well, this is the neck stuff, and this is your knee stuff, and this is your weenus stuff. It's not your penis. It's actually behind your elbow. Your elbow skin there. This is butt bleach. Don't tell anybody I told you that, but it's a big seller. James, this sells well, right?
Lisa's like, Lenny.
They're just like they're actually like on QVC at that moment. Like Lisa's just crying. The sales are going up.
Like she's literally having a breakdown, and Leah's got all of her products sitting right here.
Well, look at her. First place she goes to is the mirror.
That is true, too. Lisa walks in and is immediately like, what's reflective? Just starts staring at herself in the mirror and like brushing her. I don't even know. She's not even really fixing her hair. She's just kind of putting her hands on her face like, it's still there. It's like, how much of that can you even still feel, you know?
So Leah's
By the way, I feel fucking fabulous, whatever's on my face.
Yeah.
Thank you, Trenton Owen and fucking...
Arizona Air.
Argan oil and high season in Arizona.
Yeah. It's all the perspiration in the air from baseball players practicing.
Baseball,
Diamondbacks, more like diamond skin.
So, and Lisa's like, oh God, you look, she's like, hi, pretty girl, you look fabulous. And Lisa's like, I just got a spray tan. She says, of course you did.
No, I don't want you to get puffy eyes, which is why I got the Leah Black anti-puff creamer that you use on your eyes when your husband's divorcing you.
by the way, before we started this backstage, I was like, Ben, we have to not squeal into the microphone because reading on some comments, or I can't even listen to them anymore. The way they scream like Teresa is like a nail through my brain. And I was like, we're bad. Like, we have to, like, let's just take the note.
Yeah.
And then let's not squeal and scream anymore. And then I immediately come out like. Sorry, lady. You're a loss.
15 seconds forward. Click that button. It works. So Lisa's right. Like, yeah, I've been crying. And Leah goes, well, stop crying. She's like, well, right now I'm stuck. I'm not going to get a rental so we can move back into the house. $500 for me, please. It's not a trivia, Leah. Come on. Let me do my scene.
So I'm crying, you know, my eyes are puffy because I'm crying. And it's like, well, no, take this powder. It's an Albanian lizard asshole. I mean, it's for bags under the eyes. I don't want you to get bags. Stop crying already. All right, where are you mentally? Where are you? Tell me where you are mentally. All right.
Well,
hold on. Where are you mentally? Tell me where you are.
He comes into my house. He comes into the house and plops himself onto the bed that I'm sleeping on, which admittedly is the only soft surface in the house.
To be fair, he can't sleep on a refrigerator, so.
So I'm like, give me some space. I mean, you have a place. You rented a condo, for crying out loud. And I've said this to him, and he says, this is my house.
Well, let me ask you this. Who wants to be married to the walkover?
By the way, there's like 10 quails in the parking lot having sex right now.
For like the Barry Gordy of quails.
They're like, well, it is high season.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she says, he's never treated you as an equal, and he's always had all the money and all the power. And listen to this. You have so many reasons to be grateful. You got a new chin. You got a new nose. You got new lips. You have new eyes.
You
have an entire new forehead. I've never seen that forehead. What model is that? It's fabulous.
You have children who gather sticks as toys. That's great. That's a miracle. So she actually gives a really good pep talk. By the way, it's a great pep talk.
She's a good pep talker. Every pep talk is like, you know what you can do? Make some money. Sell some merch.
So Lisa's talking about, she's like, well, you know, at least, like, thank God for the parents, you know, because, like, you know, they're on my side and everything, you know, and, like, and, you know, her son is, Marina, her son is clearly in the wrong. Everyone knows it. But the fact that she's on my side is very comforting, and that is something that will remain for a very long time, her being on my side.
Thank God I can count on that.
I can always count on the bond of mother-in-law and daughter-in-law over mother and son. It will never break.
And yeah, she's like, I have a baby girl who is never gonna have parents that we're together. And Leah's like, and that's why you need to make sure she knows how to let a man treat her. If a man treat her the way that Lenny treats you, would you allow that? You would not allow that. And if that happens, you're gonna tell her to pull up her big girl panties.
By Leah Black. Okay. On sale, $24.99. So then. Made with 65% silk and the rest plastic.
Why do you think I came out with the line of Leah Black cookies? So I could sell Leah Black big girl pants.
So then I loved this moment because Leah's like, so is there a chance that you're going to get back with him? And she's like,
she knows. Leah's like, so you're coming here to bitch, but I know that you're going to call him 10 times on the way home.
You and Lisa's like, well, I mean, I don't know. And then Leah goes, the answer is hell no.
He has crossed lines that are unacceptable for a princess like you. Now, I know that you love to see this work and you guys would love to get back together, and that's not gonna happen, Lisa, so get over it. And then Lisa has this diary room session after Leah's just told her, get the fuck over it,
yeah.
And figure out his PIN number. Like, figure out his PIN number is what Lisa is trying to say. And this is Leah's diary room. Well,
I guess if he came begging back for the sake of the children, maybe I'd do it.
I know it's stupid, and everyone's gonna say, wow, such an idiot. I was like, well, to be fair, we'll probably say that no matter what you choose. But unless you're going through it yourself, you don't know how you're gonna feel. It's like diarrhea, but with Lenny's face on it. That was for Ronnie.
So Leah's like, I want you to be admired. I want you to build a life you could be proud of and your child would be proud of. And people come to you for help. Like me, Leah Bach. And that's the end of Leah's scene.
I know.
To have her back.
It was like a great like character scene in a musical. There's like that one scene that comes on. They got their musical number. They go away. But it's the one song that gets played at karaoke all over, you know? I loved it. I love Leah Black. I could go with Leah Black
and then put in the shopping section on it.
I think that she needs to be a Real Housewife again. I really do.
This place got mad at me for complaining about Phoenix being hot. Now look at me. They're going to roast me up here. Oh, just kidding, CB Live.
But my foot.
But my foot. So now it is the big dinner standoff, okay?
Yeah.
Every housewife comes down to this, dinner time. So everybody's getting ready for dinner, and Marisol and Alexi are getting glam. Well, Alexi is getting glam, and Marisol is just sitting there, like, fanning her, you know, doing her nails, doing whatever she can to kiss this woman's ass, as usual. And she's like, I want a toast. Oh, God, not toast. That's disgusting. Who let toast in here? Get that the fuck out of here.
No carbs, okay? Only khakis, all right? So Alexia's like, oh, well, you know, Peter, every time we're having fun, every time, and we're so happy, someone has to come and ruin it. As usually Adriana or Julia, okay? And I just don't want to be sitting at the same table as Adriana and Julia.
Yeah, they need to get fucked. That's what they need. They need to get fucked. So now they're both like, okay, whose sides are the other girls gonna pick? Us or Adriana? And so then we go over to Nicole and Gertie getting ready, and Nicole is calling the concierge, and she's like, so we have a dinner reservation, but like everyone's fighting with each other, and I'm like, do we have to do this, guys? And they're like, yeah, I guess we kind of do. So like, I want to still have a table, but like, maybe like split in two, but like maybe if the tables were kind of together, but not really together.
So you just want split tables. Got it. So then,
as anybody who's worked in a restaurant knows, that waiter was like,
So then Adriana's like lying on her bed. She's like, she does the Yolanda thing where she heard footsteps. So she's like, oh, hold on. And she like runs into bed and puts her foot up. So Julia's like,
I will never forget that Yolanda moment. It's like, you don't think the cameras are filming you, Yolanda. You know, she runs back to the bed and she like turns the tequila around, like that was on her bedside table, by the way. So she is laying in the bed, like, her legs spread and up. She's like, oh.
it's like misery or something. So she's like, oh, I want a different story. So Julia comes in. She's like, hello, I'm here to check on you. And then afterwards, FaceTime with Goat.
And then we get another Adriana monologue. It's a very good Adriana
that
monologue.
That's a good one.
She's like, the only reason that I was saying accident was because I wanted to connect.
That's why.
I just find that over and over again, I'm alone. I came to this country by myself and then got cheated on and then remarried and that didn't, well, we got divorced. I was like, who cheated that time? And then we see the picture of Frederick. He's like, oh, I can't wait to marry you 5 hours late on a boat that my boss is renting. And then we got divorced, and then I only have a year left of alimony. And I was like, there it is. Thank you.
Yep.
Now I get it. Now I'm like, poor thing.
And, you know, a lot, again, a running theme with this season has been a lot of comparisons between Alexia and Teresa. Yes. And I think,
Yes. Love you, girl.
Which is apt, especially when Adriana says this. She's like, you know, I need her as like my friend, but I used an analogy. I was like,
That's trouble.
Analogies do not work with Teresa Alexia types.
Good catch.
Can't use analogies.
That is such a good catch. I was just trying to use an analogy.
I heard that Frankie was doing coke in the bathroom. It's an analogy.
If you're going to use an analogy, you gotta say before. It's an analogy, all right? Blink, 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 blink.
That is not going to work.
Yeah. So she's got, she has tears in her eyes. Like, that was never my intention. She's doing the whole thing. It's amazing.
That's the thing on this show. I think they all listen to murder podcasts.
Probably.
I feel like every one of them listens to Morbid or some shit because...
Morbid's great. Shout out to Morbid.
Because everything on this show is like, that wasn't my intention. What was her intention? You know? So then they... All the girls start... Okay, so then the girls come to the room to get Adriana after her monologue, and we did you a favor and cut that down. And they put her in the wheelchair, and she puts the COVID mask on as well, which is... Literally nobody else has it, but she's like, well, now that my foot is in 19 pieces...
My foot is immunocompromised. She crushed its immunity. One more inch, it would have had COVID.
COVID, the my foot variant.
Congratulations to Daniel Day-Lewis for winning an Oscar for My Left Foot, the Adriana DeMora story.
So then they get down to the restaurant and they are split up into two tables, right? So Adriana and Julian is with Nicole. They're with English. Come on, Ronnie. They are with Gertie and Nicole. Oh, yes! So, Texas school system. So they, the table is decorated with all this stuff. Was it syringes? It was,
on
right?
Did show, you guys probably, notice that? It probably, well, why would it... I saw a Matryoshka.
Like Botox,
I saw a Matryoshka 50, doll.
So it's like Botox. I was thinking.
Because I saw a Matryoshka doll, which is sort of like
the babushka doll. Thingy?
Yeah, that's sort of like the visual aesthetic I think everyone's going for these days on these shows. A Matryoshka doll. You just look and you will see. A lot of them look like Matryoshka dolls.
You open me up, and a littler me comes.
It's just the philosophy of it is really the ongoing theme on Bravo.
And then a littler one.
I am little now.
And then you line them all up together, and they all say it one time. But my foot, but my foot, but my foot, but my foot, but my foot.
You know, if you do a Google image search on Diana Jenkins, it really is sort of like that. It's like, oh, new
you
face.
You need a new wheeling.
So you say.
So Julia cries. She's like, oh, Martina is not with me. My children aren't with me. My God is not with me. My chicken is not with me. Thank God. It really hurt me, this chicken.
Martina's chugging beers with Steffi Graf somewhere. Oh, thank God she's out of the house.
It's so nice to have a dinner with just two people.
So great to have dinner with two inferior tennis players.
Ow.
Oh.
Sorry, it has a big thud in the...
It was good.
Oh, I'm sorry I was not attentive to your foot there.
That was karma right there, for
yeah,
sure.
Ronnie just hurt his foot during the hurt foot episode. But my foot, but your foot.
But my foot.
I was just trying to connect, sorry.
You don't know what it's like alone trying to open pounder bag of M&M with your foot.
You don't know what Ross Dressed for Less is like with one foot.
By the way, we make fun of that, but the truth is, like, yesterday I came home and I was, like, holding, like a coffee and, like, a box, like a little box, and I had to open up a door, and I was like, ah! My foot.
Yeah. It's funny until one little thing happens to us, you know?
Yeah.
Look at Marge on Real Housewives of New Jersey. She got her wrist hurt. She's like, oh, my God. Like, seriously, Joe's got his hand up my asshole. Okay, that's literally how I have to go.
He has to wash my puss.
All right.
He has to wash my puss now. Now he's got to wash my puss. He's got to open up the Snickers creamer for me. It's terrible. His little muscles bulging while I twist off the tap. It's a lot.
So, Gertie is like, okay, so Alexia had every right to react how she did. However, I don't think Adriana meant it like that, you know? And we do need to remember, because now that I know that Adriana is running out of alimony and she's going to have to, God knows, I mean, that's some scary shit, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine me looking for a job right now? And I was never even married. I don't even have the trauma to precede it. But just the fact of me having to go back out there and be like, I can sling hash like nobody, mister. So now that I feel for her, I'm like, yeah, it's not like she said anything about Frankie that was really bad, you know? She was,
it wasn't,
she didn't
an
like
analogy.
Bully the kid.
It was, she was talking about accidents on a global level.
Yeah. Was it terrible? Of course it is. But on a scale of, I can't even think of anything, because everything on Bravo is literally terrible.
Genocide.
Like, well, yeah, okay, well. Genocide wins, I think. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
I'm saying.
That was generous to Adriana, that you put Adriana against genocide. That was a good.
You know, one of the very first episodes we ever did of this, even before Crappens, before Crappens, when we were doing Housewife Hoedown,
I don't know. I want to go back retroactively and talk about that name, the Housewives. But go ahead.
You're saying this when my foot is hurting? I was going to say, we used to play a game called What's Worse? And I remember there was one time specifically that we asked, what's worse, Larsa Pippen or the economy? And we never...
One of them was like Larsa Pippen versus Hitler or something. Yeah. Like, it was terrible.
A lot of them were like Larsa Pippen versus like all the terrible things. But
yeah,
Larsa
just
Pippen
like name
was worse
every
than the
terrible
economy.
Thing. Like 9/11, you know, like every horrible thing, you know.
Yeah.
And there was only one comment on it, but it was like I can't believe like you're so like mean to like this beautiful, like seriously, not even lying right now, beautiful woman, like.
And here we are, full circle, 12 years later.
A like beautiful woman who had no idea that Michael Jordan had a son. It was a coincidence. It was a coincidence, like XYZ. Like XYZ, economy.
Yes.
So speaking of Larsa.
Okay.
So Larsa and Alexia and Marisol and Kiki walk. They're table number
that,
two.
Like, they're like walking that power walk because they get to pass the other loser table.
Yeah.
Right?
That was loser table. The table number one, they should have taken the far table because now they have to be walked by.
Yes.
You know?
So, they had to decorate that table for the birthday, right? So I think it's not in the cards tonight for them to look good. So the powerful girls walk in, they're like, dun, dun, they get that Miami slow
motion.
They
give like a wave.
Yeah, and then Larsa's like, I wonder like who's like coming like. And Alexia says, we're the only one that matters. And then they walk past the table and they're like, hi, girls.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, girls. And they go to the table right next to them. There's like a plant, and then the next table.
So it's really awkward. And Adriana's like, oh, this. I feel like this is all my fault. It is.
It literally is your
You're
fault.
Right.
Yes.
You're right. That's good. Good work.
Because Gertie asked her how she feels, and she's like, I used the wrong choice of words. My bad. You see? I own it. Which, that's the only thing I own.
Do you know what it's like?
So then Marisol is like,
I know.
She does this jack off and then splooge motion with her hands. Yeah. She's such a fucking weirdo, that lady. I'm sorry. Like, I know that you guys are into Mary Soul because she's like, let me out, an alcoholic. It's hilarious. Like, I get that people love her. I don't understand what she's doing half the time. What does that mean?
And I feel like...
I wish everyone was getting along.
And I feel like not enough attention has been placed on the fact that she's literally dressed like a chicken in one of her interviews. She's like Priscilla from the Muppets.
It's the eagle guy from the Muppets, right? Sam?
No, doesn't Gonzo have like a little chicken that he's like, he loves? A little chicken that's like there.
Well, yeah, but that's a chicken. This has like the vase shape. Like her.
Wait, it's
her
almost like Foghorn Leghorn.
No.
She's gonna die if she hears that.
Foghorn Leghorn. Gayhorn Deadhorn is more like it.
More like foghorny, leghorny, am I right? Don't talk about my foot horn.
So Alexia's like, oh, and other girls, I said, and other girls ask and say hi. I think that means that they passed and said, hi, girls.
Hi.
Which we already did. Hi. Okay, sorry, guys. So Nicole's like, so awkward. And then Gertie's like, so awkward.
It is so awkward.
Nicole's like, so awkward.
Gertie just starts playing heads up in the middle of it. She's like, I had to break the tension.
We're playing Pictionary now.
Cate Blanchett shows up. I know how to do this one. So, and then all of a sudden despite all this tension, there's like a moment of like whimsy because all of a sudden the water all around them catches on fire intentionally and they're like, whoa. Adriana's like, they stole my song. It's on fire.
How did they get sat by the hot, hot, hot? Hot my foot. So, Gertie's like, this is so childish. You know, everyone's basically like, this really sucks. We should be sitting together. Well, everyone at the poor person's table.
Poor? Now they're poor. They lost money in the process.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, poor guy. Bless their hearts, you know.
Well, what was funny to me about all this, because they're all doing shots, and Nicole and Gertie are going back and forth, and Adriana's like, I feel like it's in high school, and all the popular mean girls are at one table, and all the other girls with shattered feet are at the other table. And then, like, normally you would expect then the other table to be like, we're not mean, we are owed this. But they're like, yeah, we're the cool table.
We're the cool kids table.
Like, yeah, we are the mean girls.
They wish they could sit with us because we're fun. Look at them. They're not fun.
They're stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, and Nicole's like, you guys weren't nerds when you were in high school, were you? And Adriana's like, oh, no, well, first Nicole says, Julia. What's the other person?
Julia
in
does
scene?
The standard model
Julia.
Thing.
Yes.
Oh, I was super nerd. I was tall, skinny, and beautiful.
Every time I walk through hallway, everybody stares at me.
To be fair, I was the only non-goat in high school.
Every time I came to a locker, there was note on it. Very scary.
Like, she's gorgeous, you know? And then Adriana is also gorgeous in this picture. They show her, and she's like a supermodel, too. And she's all made up and like posing like, and it's like, oh, I was big nerd. I was skinny girl with book in hand. That was me. Just one book. So skinny, I just had one book in my hand. What a nerd, what a nerd. And Nicole's like, well, I really wanted to be a nerd, but like, I really liked pom-poms, so.
I was kind of like popular energy. Like everyone kind of just like liked me. They just liked me. So I was holding the invisible apple. She just liked me, it's malicious.
Okay, so then you see why I have to stare at the notes. If I don't, I'm like, Adriana, no. Mary Soul, no. Alexia, no. Charlie, no. Who's Charlie? There's no Charlie in this show.
Marisol has a really good story here. So Marisol said, this is Marisol's story. Julia was like, with her glasses and the hat, and I'm like, what's your problem? Catch me at the moth.
So then Gertie and Nicole are going from not cool kids table to cool kids table, back and forth, like doing shots. So right now Gertie is at the cool kids table and she's like, guys, I just want to say, like, I know you can't forgive right now, but, you know, Adriana feels bad. And Lexi goes, she should. I've been crying. You've not. What are you talking about? You've been crying.
Gertie's like, okay, well, I know you're not ready, okay, and I wish that honestly that we, you know, I just want you to say something at some point. Lexi goes, no. Mm-mm, no.
Lars is like, it doesn't work like that. Like, you can't just, like, say, like, I'm serious. Like, I really mean this. This is the truth. Like, you can't, like, just say, like, really mean things.
And then Marisol just takes over.
Oh, yeah. No, she says mean things, and then she just wants everybody to get over it. Spit it out, Larsa. Spit it out. Pretend you're on a date with a famous person's son. Just spit it out.
Listen, we all know you can't just, like, go up and talk to someone without paying $5.99.
So then, back at the other table, Nicole's like, well, you're still going to have your album party, right? So maybe, like, a lot of these people, like, by that time, they're going to, like, all come support your album. Like,
yeah, I see that happening.
Adriana's
it's in,
like
2 days.
Adriana's like, well, I stuck my foot in my mouth, so now my foot hurts and my mouth hurts.
My foot almost broke my mouth into 19,000 pieces.
I'm lucky I have a jaw. I could have just been teeth dangling.
So she tells us, you know, this yacht video was very hard for me to do, and mostly because of Alexia and Marisol and Larsa.
And then we see a clip of this yacht shoot with the director running around going, Jesus Christ, no more shots! No. Marisol just like, all right, I got shots. He's like, action. She's like, I've got shots.
This guy was acting like he was David Fincher. So Adriana's like, you know, yeah, what is really hard, but like, I hope they'll be there to support me for this music video that will ultimately lead to nothing in my life.
So
I have to say this. I looked at the video today on YouTube, and it was like in 4:3 form. I was like, you're not even widescreen on YouTube?
That was some like Android phone filming. We've all been there, okay? So that was like some Windows phone from back in the day. That's when the BlackBerry was like, look, we have moving pictures now. And we're like clicking the little pearl. We're like, yes. Flipping open our sidekick, our T-Mobile sidekick. I used to have one of those. I'd be like, hold on, guys. Let me see if I have an email.
So then the drooling birthday cakes come out, and they go to the wrong places, which was very much like Top Chef Restaurant Wars, you know? Like, oh, look at the service. They sent it to the wrong place. Bless their hearts. Well, Gab will eat all of it. Don't worry.
The chubby one's going home for getting the table numbers. Not you, Gail. You're fine. Stay there.
So the 50th cake goes to Kiki by accident. Because, by the way, Kiki's celebrating a birthday. Kiki, one of the great natural resources of the Bravo Peacock universe, by the way.
The great resources. What does she bring us?
She's...
Stones, one of the great national treasures, I think.
A treasure is a resource.
No, she's not. Go, Kiki. I hope we can stop drilling for Kiki before we run out of her.
I support drilling for Kiki.
But also, it's such a Bravo thing to happen. And you know that waiter was beheaded and murdered, like, after this. This is terrible. Like, he takes the cake that says 30 whatever to
Julia,
who does look amazing. She's a model. And then the 50-year-old cake.
Kiki.
Girl, these Miami ladies, you cannot tell. And that's the thing. You know, you start, like, look at the Vanderpump Rules cast. They all started doing it so early, and you're like, are you 20 or are you 70? Like, what are you?
Well, Kiki doesn't get many lines in this episode, but this is the one thing she does say. I'm not 50 yet.
They close up on her horrified face. She's like,
that's a no, bald man.
Then the dancer is like the Bahamian celebratory feather dancers. I don't know what they're called, but they come out and they like do this like big dance and stuff. And so everybody has sparklers, and then all the cast starts dancing, and then Adriana hops up and starts dancing.
Are they zooming on her ankle? She's going up and down.
She's doing the fucking Roger Rabbit in the middle of this fucking restaurant. It's like a jumping dance.
This is the part in White Lotus where the concierge stares at it and like contemplates murdering her.
She's like flapping. Or what do you call those wings? She's like doing the wings. Flapping. Shame on me.
I was just doing Larsa singing the White Lotus theme.
Like, oh my God, it's true. Oh my God, like really it's true. This is God. This is God. God Lotus.
God Lotus. God Lotus. These gods are trying to kill me.
By the way, I'm a ring person now. I'm wearing my rings, okay? I became a ring person, and I mean, I really have nowhere to
they
go
didn't
but
mean a
down.
Thing.
Like,
they didn't mean a thing.
My New Year's resolutions never work. I just get fatter and older. So this year, I was like, I'm going to be a ring person. So now I'm just a nervous Nelly. Like, this is what I do all day. Just play with my thumbs.
It looks like you're...
Switch them back and forth. I'm like, ooh, look at the magic.
It looks...
Am I married? Oh, no.
It looks like you're like on the verge of like busting out in like a West Side Story snap. You're like, should I do it? No.
Yeah, this is my West Side Story.
God.
Stay cool, God. Got the chicken in my pocket. Lay off the egg chicken!
When you're a goat, you're a goat to this!
Oh, good. Okay, so then they're making fun of her because she's like, she's just forgetting that she's done this whole like my left foot thing, okay? So she's now, it's like Daniel Day-Lewis at the after party for that film, you know, just like dancing, like, I don't have to live as that fucker anymore. I can dance with both my feet. And so Larsa comes up to her and she's like, Adriana, you're like not even in pain. Like, you're like, I'm serious. You're like dancing right now. She goes, oh, drop it.
This show is a fucking classic.
So now we are back in Miami and we're seeing some clips of things. Lisa's with her son, Logan, and she's like, why do you have so many sticks in your bag? You can make a fire. Why are you collect? We're rich. You can't be collecting sticks.
What, do you want to start a fire? He goes, yeah.
So then Gertie goes to an event space because she's planning this event. I'm planning the biggest event. This is crazy. Hi, everybody. Gather around. Okay, here's what I want. I like these lights like this. Look how you have those lights up there. How they're dropping and going up. Look at those. It's like a screensaver, but it's on a sheet. This is what I want. This is gertified. Let's do it. But she hasn't put any of this stuff up. She's literally in a lighting store going, yeah. Look at the light. Let's do it. Gertified.
I want to have a melting pot. I want to throw a party for Miami where everyone can appreciate everyone's differences, but then melt together so there's no differences, but they appreciate each other's differences before they're melted away and just become cheese. Melting pot.
All those faces of yours were right next to that river of fire, okay? Now it's too soon to joke about melting together.
And she's like, oh, you want to see something really cool? I gertified neon. Yes, I made everyone's names into a neon sign. So they're going to go on the wall, and then they can take them back with them. Like, what is everyone going to do with a giant neon sign of their name? We've already seen Kyle Richards' foyer. We know how it works out. Neon that says, Jamie Lee Curtis's best friend.
So then we go to Adriana's music video premiere, which love. I mean, I love the bordello that they did this
yeah.
in.
Yeah,
it was.
It
right?
looked. It was like a low-ceilinged red room, right?
Yes,
it sort of looked like the Russian tea room. Ish bordello meets a bordello, Russian bordello.
It's like the with Russian fabric. Like half drink, like a Diet Coke red, room. You know, it was like a lower rent than that. But anyway. So they all start arriving there, and lots of gays and big wigs. I don't know what that was about, but I liked it, you know? I felt it. So Adriana's like, this is my day. Move over, Beyonce. Move over, Britney. No, you know what? Britney's going through a hard time. Free Britney, okay? Sometimes I say the wrong words. My bad.
My bad. I was trying to connect with her. I really enjoyed, there was a really good waiter moment. I was like, oh, Ronnie's gonna hate this because Julia and Adriana are deciding what they're gonna drink. And she's like, tell me about the squid ink cocktail. And the waiter goes, well, you know, I consider it more of a sophisticated palate kind of cocktail.
I actually what? Appreciated that because what else are you gonna say? It's like black squid piss. And it's gonna taste like you're drinking the like water out of like the shrimp you're about to cook for dinner. It's disgusting. It's fucking disgusting. That's what it is. Squid ink cocktail. Get the fuck out of here. What kind of whorehouse is this?
We'll have two, please. They get them. So gays are coming in. They're filtering in as they should. If
Hell
a Real
yes.
Housewife is having a video premiere, that's where the gays go.
As every housewife, if they don't know, they should know, we are here for you. Like, we're...
Yeah, we saw that ad for the Ashley Darby singing songs here. Like, we saw that from backstage.
See?
Coffee and old people. That's her... Whatever
we're
her song
literally
is for Michael.
Here for you. Listen to us. We will teach you to lip sync better, Ashley. Okay? Ashley was lip syncing like Austin from Southern Charm Talks, or like his sentence comes out. How could you think that?
Sing. Sing.
It's like giving Adriana's full-on monologue in his head.
So Gertie shows up, and Adriana's basically like, oh my God, you made it. I'm so happy. I can't believe it. You came all the way out here.
I would like to thank everybody for coming to the flamenco party here. That's like just stomping, you know, stomping her feet. So they're like, yeah, she's ridiculous because she's in these huge
heels. She's like jumping, standing.
So they're like, Adriana's like, well, Nicole breaks the news. She's like, well, you know, the other girls, I'm not sure if they're coming. And Gertie's like, well, there was an invite to Elsewhere. Where? Where are they going? And then the camera zooms in on a teeny, 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 tiny little house. Stuart Little's little house.
It's like a Wes Anderson stop motion movie.
There's like a little tiny car outside a little tiny house.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer's out front.
Yeah.
So it's Marisol's house.
She's like, let's make a stiffy, Steve. All right, I gotta wet my own whistle today. You trying to starve me, Steve?
Caviar's en route. Oh God, I'm literally only gonna have caviar and booze. Although I heard they're out of caviar, so we're just gonna be getting peanuts tonight, according to Southwest.
I know you're on a budget, but we already know you know somebody who sells caviar. Okay, you can't just whip that out every season. Because she did it last, they show the same guy, and he's like, hello, I'm the caviar man. Remember me? And Alexia's like, do you remember? I remember the caviar. I knew where the caviar was from. You said, where's this caviar from? I said, Portugal. I said, Portugal's ass crack. And you said, correct. I'm correct. I'm correct. She's so proud of her palate.
By the way, we all know that guy was just going to say yes to anything she said. Like, oh, this one here? Lithuania. Yes!
He's just like scooping peanut butter on her hand. She's like...
This is... Whale roll from Argentina. Yes.
Yeah, I literally could not think of a place with water. Oh. Did you see me? I was like...
Republic of Georgia. I know my ship, bro.
So then back at the other, they're like, what losers? Only losers are at the non-caviar party. So we cut back to the losers at the Adriana party. And she's like, well, I wasn't as happy as I should have been because this feeling is eating me up inside. It's like breaking my foot and, okay, enough.
It's like having gangrene on your foot. Because it eats you, right? Maybe not.
Back at the other party, the waiter's like scooping gangrene on her hand. She's like,
Oh, Oklahoma. Jellyfish.
So, back at the other loser table, Adriana's like, Alexia, you know, like, here's what happened because Lisa comes. She's like, of course I made it. I wouldn't miss this for you. My house might be burning down literally right now. So let's make this quick. Let's get through it, all right? So she's like, what happened? I heard shit went down. And Adriana's version is like, well, Alexia sat down and then it was like a blur.
Yeah.
I said something about Frankie having accident or something like that.
No. Oh, God. Yeah, that crossed the line, Adriana. Can't do that.
So then back at the other house, they're reading off the message that Adriana has sent them to apologize. And it's like, sorry about response. My bad.
It's like an emoji being like, oops. And a ballroom dancer.
It's like that emoji with like the face, but then there's like a big hernia coming out of the head. What is that? Yeah. What is that?
That's like your explosion went off and your brain is blown.
No, that's the one where your head is like cut right here.
Wait, there's one where
and then it's exploding. There's one that's like, you guys know what I mean? Like the side of the head is like, it's elongated like that.
No.
Really?
I'm looking right now.
I keep seeing it, and I don't even know how to Google it, because, you know, like, normally I would just, like, Google things.
Hold on, I'm going to look. Don't beat me to the tweet. Okay.
Don't beat me. These poor people are here, you know, 19 what? Hours.
We're going to look at it later.
Let's dive into some emojis. Someone will tell us in comments. We'll announce it one day.
Yeah.
They're basically not going to forgive Adriana, right?
So then
it moves to Mary Soul talking about the boyfriend.
The boyfriend. Okay. So she's
making sure I'm on the right place.
No, you are. Because this is pretty good. Because they're talking about how Adriana said, oh, yeah, this guy messaged me, whatever, like your ex messaged me.
Your ex-boyfriend was trying to get with me. And I said no because I'm a good friend. And then I said I couldn't do that to Mary Soul. And guess what he told me about you? I was never in love with Mary Soul. Why does nobody like me?
Why? Well,
this is literally
what?
Last episode.
Yeah. Guess what I found out? There's an app. Did you know phones can have applications on them? They do. And you can actually date the application. And you can have a this application is called Bumblebee. And the way it works is the man can't message you first. And then it's a classic Miami thing where all five of them at once are like, he reached first.
All of them. It's a mystery, you know? It's like the morbid ladies. Again, they're like, we did it. We figured it out.
Call 911.
It's Bumble.
Call 911.
Which is pretty shady of fucking Adriana. And
that
also hilarious that she's just going through Bumble. I think he dated Mary Soul. Hi. Come over here and work with my food.
So now back at the music video party, Adriana basically asks Lisa to intervene on her behalf because everything else is failing. And Lisa's like, well, I know your heart is pure because I live with Lenny. And compared to Lenny, this is nothing. So sure, I'll do this for you. My kids carry around sticks. I'm mortified.
And then Adriana says, thank you. So now I have to give speech. Everybody, thank you so much for being here.
She stands on a table, by the way.
She's
she
standing
gets
on
up
a table.
Onto a table.
In front of the screen. Like there's a like that screen was down and she's standing in front, you know? It's like, welcome to this. My journey started as a woman with no foot. I'd like to thank all of you for making this dream come true. I've buckled new foot on. And I'm here to do tap dance video for you. Enjoy. Thank you.
The song is called My Foot is on Fire. Okay. Miami is hot on Fire.
So this was like a TikTok video in front of like one of those green screens. It's not even a green screen. It just kind of cuts you out. But you can also see like the bricks of the fireplace when you move too fast. And there was no shots of that yacht at all. Were there? Did you see any?
Of who?
The yacht where they were all dancing.
Oh, barely.
On the yacht.
It was
I
like
think they all got cut
and
out.
And the choreography was barely. I don't think the choreography even made it in after all that. It
no.
was like, and that was it. You know.
No one wants to see Mary Soltz shaking her ass anyway. She ended up doing the right thing. She got a couple of male strippers, put them in thongs.
She did.
And made out with them on a beach. And
yeah.
then did the rest
you know,
on TikTok.
It worked
like,
for me.
There you go. There's a success story. Congratulations.
So the show then comes into its final scene at a place called The Poppet Project, which is the place for kids to do art or something. And it's Lisa and Marina. Marina is Lenny's mother. And I've always really enjoyed Marina all these years because I always have detected a certain level of like evilness. And I like that. I love like an evil lady of a different generation on my TV.
Well, she used to hate Lisa because Lisa's
yes.
like this, like, you know, like married to her son, spending all this money, and she probably thinks this girl's coming in to steal her boy's money. It's like she's the Mama Joyce of this show, you
yeah.
know?
So,
like, she just kept looking at Lisa like, you're spending my money, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay?
And all this time, when Lisa's saying, like, oh, Marina's been on my side, it's been wonderful, I've been like, really? This doesn't make sense. So Lisa walks
Marina
in.
Marina has been gathering intel. I guarantee you
yeah.
that Marina has been, like, pressing the record button on her iPhone and just, like, putting it face down. And being like, talk about what you think about Lenny.
So Marina's...
Poor thing.
So Marina starts off the scene all night. She's like, oh, hello, Lisa. Who are you? How are you doing today?
You will not believe what Lenny did to me. He's going to move in with this girl, and he's going to like, the mistress. And I'm supposed to go to a condo. A condo, can you imagine? He's what he's going to take the house. He's going to take the house.
I was like, do you think that she's going to say, I'm going to talk him into buying you a mansion and spending even more of his money on you while he's spending more money on this other lady, too? This isn't going to work out for you.
So Marina's like, well, I think you supported you quite extensively many times, but remember, he did not like going out, and you went out, so...
Also, you would go on vacations. Remember when you would go 4 days New York?
4 days.
What is Lenny supposed to do?
You know what has four things
four
in it?
Days.
Four
do you
days.
Do you know how
for
many
Lenny.
Women he could
My
meet
son
in
alone,
4 days?
Alone for 4 days. No wonder he wants to leave you. Think about it.
You basically took his penis like key and put it into different girls to try locks until one opens like flower.
But he
it's
wants
like,
to have
Marina jump shit. Jesus.
Yeah. He wants to have Halloween parties with a bunch of sluts. Yes, but Halloween party keep him young. Keep him young.
But you guys know that part of this goss I hear from the Bravo Docket, one of my favorite podcasts, is that Lisa went to this Halloween party. She's like, oh, he's going to
yeah.
be having this Halloween party with all these sluts, these Instagram sluts around. They're probably underage. They're barely legal. I'm like, you've been having these parties with them for years. I think Lisa's like one of those people who like hangs out in bathrooms and is like, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Yeah. She's like, she's the one who's like, could you help me get the spare out of my trunk? And just like pushes them in there, drives them over to Lenny's mansion and, you know, like shoves them out there with a glass of champagne or whatever. So anyway, she went to that party this year and there's like
yeah.
scene, there's like
there's
pictures
like photos.
Of her. Like,
I remember that.
Her and Lenny like, yes!
Marina's
this
just like
crazy.
Dressed like Ariana Grande with the little rabbit ears. Ooh, she's good.
So Marina has totally changed. And now Lisa's like, wait a minute. This is crazy talk. Like, let me correct you. I don't like what you're bringing to me. And Marina's like, oh. And that's how it ends.
Don't leave him.
Yikes. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Miami.
What you did it?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys, so much for coming out. Thank you,
Thank
everyone.
Thank you. See me live.
Have
Check
a wonderful
your people.
Evening.
We love you,
Good
guys.
Night.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Can't stop fanning over Tina Manning.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
Christy Wowardy Dowardy.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Make it lastner with Aaron Kastner.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.